In Shlishi of Parshas Vayigash, I'm sorry, in Shane, we have the completion of what began in Parshas Miketz, the dawning realization that we spoke about last week, that begins when the brothers say Aval to each other. Aval Hashemim Anachnu. That Aval, which is translated in the Targum as Bekushta, they're beginning to recognize a little bit of the truth. Indeed, it is true. We are guilty. We are guilty. We are guilty of casting our brothers into the pit. Bishchanenu Aleinu, when he cried out to us, Aval. It's the beginning of the end of denial, the end of repression. Now we come to that's penultimate. Now we come to the moment when that denial is completely blown up, when Yosef reveals himself and says, Ani Yosef. What is the response of the brothers when he says, Ani Yosef? The Torah tells us nothing. Below that, their response was silence. Below Yachlu Echov Lanot Oto Ki Nivhalu Mipanov. The brothers could say nothing. They were speechless. They were completely confused. They were completely dumbfounded. Ki Nivhalu Mipanov. The story of Yosef, as every story in the Torah is in the end not about Yosef alone. The Torah is my story, and the story of every man is in the Torah. What is this story that is being told? The story is being told is that we oftentimes live our lives in denial. We live our lives, as the great Epicurus Freud said, the meaning of a rationalization is the substitution of a good reason for the real reason. The good reason is Yosef. Yosef, after all, had his brothers bowing down. Yosef was lording it over his brothers. Let's see what will be of his dreams. They rationalize what they did. But now they know that in fact Yosef was speaking the truth all along. And when they meet Yosef for real at this point in time in the development, they must remain silent. Silent. Abba Kohen Bardolin, the Midrash Rabbah, takes this to every man. Every man doesn't mean the person sitting next to you. And it doesn't mean you, it means me. He says, Oy lanu miyom hadin, oy lanu miyom hatchachacha. Woe unto us in the day of judgment, woe unto us in the day of reproof. Yosef, after all, ketanon shel shvatim haya. He was the least of the shvatim. V'lo hayu yecholim la'amod b'tochachto. And the brothers could not stand. In other words, they had no response, no explanation, no justification when he reproved them. And did he reprove them? Nothing. He just spoke the truth. He didn't say, you rats, you did it. Now I was right the whole time. But the truth could no longer be denied in any way. V'lo yachlu eno achav la'anot oto kinev halumi panav. L'kshi yavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, v'yochiach kol echod ve'echod l'fi ma shehu. And this will take place in every person's life, that we are told by God in the end who we really are. L'fi ma shehu. Not whom we imagine, not how we've rationalized and explained and justified ourselves, but in the moment, which the poet calls the 3 a.m. in the morning, the dark hours of the soul are always at 3 a.m. in the morning. And when that moment comes, and truth dawns in a way that can't be denied, Al achad kama v'chama. How much more will we be unable to respond? Will we be silent? No longer can we explain and justify and engage in the many rationalizations. This is the story of every man. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, remarkable Gemara, talks about, and Daf Tzadi Hei on the days, talks about the death of the army, the huge army of Sanherev, and how did they die? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened their ears, and they heard the Malachei HaSharet say Shira, and they died. Incredible. Imagine that a person would go out of this life hearing the song of the Malachei, of the ministering angels, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's the death that these people deserved. I can imagine there are worse deaths that they deserved. The answer is, let us imagine, if you will, for a moment, that you're a soldier in the army of Sanherev, right? If you want to get an idea of these guys, you go to the British Museum, right? You'll see the depictions of in the originals, right? You'll see these guys weren't good candidates for the tzaddikim of the world. To get into the army, they signed up for a certain amount, a lifelong time of pillaging and murdering and raping and mayhem in general. They don't know anything about divinity. They don't know anything about spirituality. But this is the way they live their life, and they're living a good life. They're victors. They win. This is the reality of the world. And then the heavens open up and the ministering angels are singing Kadosh, 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 and they realize that their whole life has been a mistake. And with that, they die. That's a terrible death. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives us the possibility of tshuva, as Yosef gave his brothers the possibility of tshuva. Right? But a wise person considers when he does something. A wise person considers when he wastes talents, or wastes the ultimate talent that we have, wastes time, that in the end there will not be any justification for having squandered the most precious gift we can have. So let's listen to this and learn from it and have a good day. Let me just say, Derech Eretz. You know, Derech Eretz. There are a number of speakers today. This is a very special day in terms of the people who are coming, and it's Derech Eretz all the time. Just a general rule, not only in Eretz Tzvi. When there's a speaker, and the person is supposed to be speaking at whatever time he's supposed to be speaking, it's Derech Eretz. Not to walk in late. It's Derech Eretz to be there waiting for the person. So everybody should be here at 9:25. And Professor Kohlbrenner will be speaking at 9:30. Have a good day.